Okay, this is July 4th. Dun, 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 oh wait, that's wrong theme song. Sorry. Anyways, I'm the Nintendo Freak, and this is the No Sense Podcast, number one. Boy, what a weekend. I mean, instead of doing things I like, you know, on a four-day weekend, I get to work on the damn house. Hey, super time. And, you know, you'd think you'd be having fun on your days off. Well, for people in the working class, you do know that, well, free time comes every now and then when you're extremely lucky. Well, I'm not in this case. Me and my folks and my siblings were going to see Cars today, but that got canceled. Instead, we have to work on the house. Thank you very much. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have utmost respect for my parents, but anyways, I love my parents dearly. I respect them, you know. But this is getting my fucking nerves. I mean, they'll say one thing, you know, and then say something completely different the next. You know, it goes in one ear and out the other. Just like what they say about us kids. Well, when we were kids. Yeah, I'm working on my day off. I'm putting the hinges on the old kitchen cupboard windows. And let me tell you, that just really stinks. I mean, it's like, what kind of sick bastard makes you work on the holiday? Today of all days, Independence Day. Wish I was independent. Shoot. I'm dependent on them for right now. Oh, boy. I tell you, some of the shit I put up with, you know. My dad procrastinates and procrastinates, saying, oh yeah, I'll get the house fixed. I'll get the house fixed. And no sooner than after we moved into the new house, have most of our stuff moved over, he finally decides to get most of his stuff fixed. So it's like, what the heck? I mean, his whole big excuse was that he was too busy to get the honeydews done. My mom. No, for a dog. Yeah, for my mom. Anyways, but yeah, my dad would sit around, watch TV all day. You know, every now and then he'd pull up the computer and do bills. Fine, I can understand busy doing bills. Great, you have to get those paid. You have to get those out there. But it's a little different when you're sitting around watching television or working on other people's PCs. See, a lot of my dad's friends go to him for repairing the PCs or making them new PCs for cheap. And, well, instead of doing those PCs, you can be working on the house and get stuff done. We don't need to go out to eat. You know, I'm one of the rare few people that actually think about their parents first than to have them worry more about me. I mean, I had a couple of chances to go to different states, sometimes a different country, know, but I turned those down because I thought I'd be a financial drain on my parents' bank accounts, in which my sister is. I mean, she's been up in Canada, she's been in New York on school trips, you know? I mean, the closest I've gone to a trip is a trip to downtown Chicago. What was that song? The Stock Exchange. The guy's wearing a funny different colored shirts and vests, whatever. That was pretty funny. And then U.S. Treasury, where they at the end they gave us a mini packet of shredded up money. Supposedly, if you assemble those, you get anywhere from, I don't know, $10 to $1,000. It's about 4 pieces of paper money in there, you know, just shredded up to tiny strips of money spaghetti. I mean, granted, it was neat going on the tour of the Mint. No, Federal Reserve, I'm sorry. I apologized. Fuck you. Anyways. So, on the way here, I had to drive my sister to the old house with me, and we were listening to Dane Cook. For those of you who don't know Dane Cook, you may have seen him in the movie Waiting as one of the sous chefs with the bandana and the nose piercing. That's Dane Cook. Or you might have seen him in Mystery Men as the Waffler, as people are interviewing for new superhero members. Anyways, if you have a chance to listen to this, pass. It's crap. I mean, every now and then I'll get a small chuckle out of it, but other than that, ooh. Nice. Got a little lady on the back of a Harley wearing a green tube top. Tube is sort of like tube. Ooh, she's thinking of her ass crack. Doesn't that drive you wild? Anyways. Now I'm on my way home. Hopefully it doesn't rain like episode 0. That would suck. I mean, it's not exactly a long drive, but it's a fair drive, you know. A long drive is driving from Wanago to LaSalle. Oh my goodness. My legs never felt so stiff in my life. I mean, when I finally stepped out of the car, I was like, oh yes, I can stand. I can stand. I was like, holy zombie baby Jesus. By the way, speaking of zombie baby Jesus, you may have heard that thought up on the Don Drew show. Well, it turns out it actually happened pre-Don Drew show. Up on a popular cartoon that you might have heard of called Futurama, made by the same person who drew The Simpsons, or did The Simpsons. Anyways, well, dropped a bomb in my car. Or cut the cheese, if you will. And good thing my nose is stuffed up because I didn't notice this shit. Actually, if I had blown my nose, I would have smelled shit. But so, loser. But yeah, I'll tell you the truth, I cut one in her in her vehicle too. She didn't smell it either. I was just waiting for her to say something and just laugh. That's okay, I'll come up with more potent ones next time I go down. If she's listening to this, she's going to be grabbing a can of Febreze and be prepared just in case she smells something. You know, all of a sudden you hear something in the background. Sally. And then she, a little further, probably just take the can for reason, but I'll spray it in my face like mace.
Oh, you broke, you stink. Oh, God. Get away from me.
Oh, look what's in front of me. A flower. Power. Akasha, Floral, and Green Horn. Oh, I'm sorry, I mean Greenhouse. Apologized again.
The world is not safe for apologies.
So anyways, during the concert, I get goosed by Lil Flurry. What? Did she just do that? Did she really just do that? And I'm thinking, oh, Keith's gonna just kill her. Well, it turns out Keith was cool with that because she does it to a lot of people. 11 miles to Macawago, or however your little Florian pronounces it. It's always real interesting to read people's bumper stickers, you know? Even the ones with the lettering that's so little that you can't read it, so you have to tailgate them just to find out what the fuck it says. I mean, honestly, if you're gonna have a bumper sticker, make it so the visually impaired can read it. Well, I suppose then you couldn't see out your rear view mirror, could you? Or add more bumper stickers. Like mine, you know, TV dinners don't fill you up. And I kid you not, my metabolism is growing. Or what? How they say it? Yeah, high metabolism. You can eat, not gain any weight. That's pretty much how I am. The thing is, I'm like underfed. I think that's the only thing that's keeping the weight there. I'm wondering. I can't wait to see Clerks 2 when it comes out. It comes out in August. That's next month, folks. Get your tickets ready. Because those two little stoners are back. theatrical trailer or the internet trailer. I gotta think for a second. Big homes, five models, less money. Bullshit. Yeah, I bet you they don't come with plumbing. I bet you they don't come with electricity. You know, it's a lot like what Gallagher's been saying. You know, it costs $100 for four tires, and then you gotta pay for the extras. Like, do you want them on the car? Or do you want them balanced?
No, I just ride them here.
He also said that you're paying for a defective product for them to fix it. Did I make that tire imbalance? No. Which is right, you know. I spent probably $200-$300 just to replace two tires. And the dumb numbnuts at the dealership where I bought this put two completely different tires on the back and two of the same on the front. The only thing is, all four tires are wrong. So I took the cheap route out and told them to put the same two type of tires that are in the front on the back also. So I have four matching tires. You know, and he kind of like explained me the difference of the price, like I can't fucking add. About $10 difference for the tire that's exactly the same thing as what I have on the front. Yeah, I can do it. I waited there 2 hours for them to change two tires. Well, yeah, they had to rotate the front ones to the back, but come on, 2 hours. Maybe more. Jeez. I mean, I tell you what, I was upset. I was just like, give them the money, go. Well, tonight for supper we're having watermelon, steak, and German potato salad. Sense. First of all, Bay is green. probably going to get used to saying Makawagu. Or, how does that go, Lil Flurry? How do you pronounce Maguanico? And I'm probably going to end up saying, yeah, I live in Makawagu. You live where? Makawagu. Can you spell it? No. If I could spell it, then I wouldn't be living there, could I? Actually, that makes no sense, but who cares? No Sense Podcast. Hey, hey. I've been recording 22 minutes. Should I stay or should I go? Oh, yeah. Yesterday, my sister begs and pleads me to drive her to Walmart. Well, one, because she can't drive. Two, because I'm her older brother. I'm supposed to take care of her. I'm supposed to watch out for her. And I thought it'd be nice and ask, hey, what's in for me? Well, she asked what I want. Okay, so I asked for one of the 550 bin DVDs that they have at home. Just one DVD, 550, you know. Not the whole case. That'd be pretty funny if she actually did get the whole case. Okay, I want this whole case here. Just this case. I don't have that kind of money. You better go get this gift from the cigarette counter. So yeah, I end up getting the movie Enough with Jennifer Lopez in it. That's the one where she starts out as a waitress, and then she meets this guy that romances her. Seems like the perfect guy in the world, you know, and she finds her husband, which she married. Of course she married. Anyways. Cheated on him. I'm sorry. He cheated on her twice. And, well, she said that's enough.
I'm your wife.
Yada yada. And he slaps her up. I'm deeply appalled to this. I am very much disturbed even watching this. So, it finally came to a point where she was actually able to grab her daughter and move away. You know, each time he found her, you know, because he has people, friends in the FBI, friends in the, friends with cops, you know? He's got people in his back pocket, you know? It's like, what the fuck? This guy's not playing fair. So Jennifer Lopez finally gets away far enough and has a system of how to call and keep off his radar, you know, by having some policewoman take her place, you know, have somebody else follow her, or follow the female police officer, or a friend, whatever. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it. Anyways, in the meantime, she gets to a personal defense teacher, you know, for women, and Well, she basically learns how to fight back. So that she goes up by the husband's summer house and she scopes the place out, you know, and takes away all the guns so he has nothing to shoot her with. She plants letters saying that he gives up custody of the daughter, which she puts his fingerprints on, and she beats the crap out of him out of self-defense. And when that's all said and done, cops finally come and take him away. They comfort her and her daughter, well, just Jennifer Lopez for now. And Jennifer Lopez gets to go out with the friend she used to know a long while back and probably eventually marries him. But it's a really good story, you know. You're really going through emotions when you watch this movie. I mean, it's pretty darn good. You know, I can say I like almost 90% of Jennifer Lopez's movies that I've seen. You know, The Cell, where she is able to go inside a psycho's dreams and take a look to see what he's thinking. So, I still haven't seen the full thing on The Cell yet, but like Made in Manhattan, a maid falls in love with this rich guest, which causes some controversy, and they end up getting married. Today, but if you'd like to leave me an email, you can reach me at NintendoFreak@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to leave me, or if you'd like to send me some snail mail or something that you'd like me to review or something you wish to donate to the No Sense Podcast, you can send it to my P.O. Box. The Nintendo Freak, P.O. Box 851, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53008. Good night, Stinkernet.